There's one law. I mentioned it late in the Donhaus Testament. You become what you meditate on. This is how I become your unique advantage. Because you're perceiving all kinds of beings and things and phenomena and so on. But you are in communion with me. You are concentrated in me. Your attention is in me constantly through your practice, you see. You know, you are contemplating that which is full, a complete revelation. If your inspection of me, a perception of me, is limited by virtue of your minimal attention in the moment, well, then your vision is also limited. But your unique advantage is me. And simply by granting me attention in all the moments of conditional existence, the total process can be activated in you. To the degree you are reluctant to do it, or standing back in yourself, your participation in me is limited. It's a struggle, you see. You're very much involved in yourself. But you have an advantage. You're not merely told a process that you can, by bearing down, pass through if you give it enough effort. You're involved in a relationship. That's what makes the process unique and capable of fulfillment instantly. Instantly. Directly, in actual practice. Well, yes, there's some time involved, typically, because of how you approach it all. But I'm not talking to you about a process that needs to involve you in continued conditional reappearances ad infinitum. I'm talking to you about a process that can be fulfilled even in this lifetime if you will use your advantage, not abuse it, truly use it. With full understanding of what it's all about, its significance fully revealed to you, then it is a matter of simply giving me your attention. And the various dimensions of my presentation to you will appear to you in vision or natural realization spontaneously. Your spiritual life is filled then. It's not merely a mechanical effort. It is always about grace. That is the one qualification then, the one necessary one. You must be absorbed in your advantage. If you dissociate from it and make this process into a path, an ego effort, a struggle by stages, then of course, as an evolutionary matter, it could take countless lifetimes and countless forms. But there is a direct way, a direct process. It involves the most direct communion with me, the most personal involvement with me. It's not a cultic matter, it is a spiritual matter. It is the ancient process. And it has been restored in your time, in this time. Everyone from this time then is refreshed and can enter into it directly, and it's not a prolonged egoic struggle in principle. It's whatever you will make of it, however. If you insist on making it into a private struggle, then you add time. And you add all the limitations associated with dissociation from the primary sign. The star form is one sign to be seen, but just me here, this body, is another. It is full of archetypal force. It is essential. It is sufficient. If you enter into communion with me in person, then you can, in the various moments of your ordinary life, experience profound visions or realizations associated with the highest stages of life, or the higher stages of life than the one you're in, apparently. And if you don't stay with me, if you don't rightly understand your experience, you'll imagine that you're rather advanced or something like that is going on, you see. Whereas all that has happened is the most ordinary thing, which all devotees are given for free as a gift. I am your advantage. The utter fullness of what there is to realize is me, in me, as me, and you in communion with me can realize it. In any natural moment of such granting of attention, you can experience signs associated with the higher stages of life. Why did you experience such vision, such intuitive awareness? Because there was such communion, such relaxation, such laxity of self-possession. for a moment, and you were given the gift for free. Mm-hmm. Rather than you presuming that you're really in a higher stage than everybody thinks you are, you should realize that the reason why you had such experience is because of this communion. In other words, what should be emphasized to you is not how advanced you are, but the principle of communion itself. It should magnify your practice, intensify your practice. If you're making some effort to overcome yourself, or one or another factor of yourself at any moment, you're not practicing this way. You notice in yourself one or another sign of limitation. Your anger, your lustfulness. Those characteristics cannot be transcended by noticing them and then making a great effort to overcome them. Let us say, for instance, that you experience a basic sense of anger every day of your life. Well, the way that I teach is not a matter of observing yourself to the point where you notice that you are basically angry all the time, and then trying with every kind of effort you can produce and using every aspect of this teaching, interpreted from your regard point of view, to somehow get rid of anger, or to be happy rather than angry, or to be pleasant rather than angry, you see? Yeah. All those kinds of efforts are not this way. That's the convention of the paths. That's the natural sign of being an ego, a conditional individual without transcendental realization. The signs of this way are associated with the granting of attention to that which already transcends whatever limitation you are aware of or are observing. So rather than struggling with anger, put your attention on something else, on me. Rather than trying to get rid of anger, enter into communion with me. Give me your attention. You will naturally observe, if you do that, that anger passes. It passes in that moment, and then the next moment in which you function similarly. Ultimately, it'll be washed. So the principle of this way is communion with me, divine communion, satsang. That is the principle. Yes, you must observe these limitations in yourself. It's inevitable if you're listening to me. But the way is not the struggle with those things. The way is to understand fundamentally what you are doing when you're being angry or trying to avoid it. The way is to observe and understand yourself using my teaching. Observe and understand yourself in conversation with me. And then to practice an alternative to the natural way of life. Practice the alternative of communion. If you grant me your attention, then the self-contraction is inherently transcended. It is simply a matter of giving me your attention, of entering into communion with me under all circumstances, in meditation, in daily life, all circumstances. Embrace your advantage. Enter into the samadhi of my company. If you'll do this, then the thing that you might otherwise be struggling with or need to feel you need to struggle with in the moment will be relaxed. You just won't have any attention on it. You won't be trying to struggle with it. You'll be in communion with me. Your attention will be involved in that process. And my attractive presence makes that very process easy, direct, natural, because it is attractive and not merely an effort, you see?